It's Halloween. Tonight is trick or treat. Let's welcome into the studio the generic youth minister.
Hey,
guys! See what he's up to for Halloween.
Hey there. What is going on?
How y'all doing? What's going on, guys?
Hi, generic youth minister. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. All Hallows Eve is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping y'all are having a blessed day.
We are.
So far,
you know,
so good.
This is a day that is very important to me to come on and talk about the importance of Halloween, or as I call it, All Hallows Eve, because this is a religious day,
mm-hmm,
okay?
It is.
And it's not a day for scaring your kids with, like, skeletons and corpses and being all, like, creepy-like and stuff. All these things people are doing. I just don't understand why they're doing it.
Oh, some of these yard decorations?
Yeah, why are they doing that, George?
It's over,
like,
the top.
It's like traumatizing for kids. And we need to stop doing that. I really think we have let the devil into the holiday.
Oh.
We've opened the door for the devil to enter our lives when we start decorating our lawns like that.
Well, that's not good.
Putting, like, fake tombstones in the yard that say, like, Rip or something? Did some guy named Rip die?
R.I.P. Rest in peace.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. But anyway, I think we should really get back to the Jesus aspect of the whole day. And a lot of people don't know the origin story of Halloween.
Story?
I mean, Jesus celebrated the first Halloween with the apostles, as you know, if you've at all grown up in church.
Hmm.
You know, he instituted a tradition where, I think it was if lepers would come up and bring him, like, a body part and told him a joke, he would, like, give him a piece of rudimentary candy or something.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's a pretty wholesome holiday, though. And, yeah, he and the disciples, they would, like, bob for apples, and they'd decorate the, like, the apostle house. I think they had, like, an apostle house or something. They decorate with, like, funny pictures of saints and other athletes. And,
yeah, athletes.
Yeah, it was like a whole family deal. I mean, they would have, like, baking contests and ride bicycles.
I never heard any of that.
Something. It was all very clean and very Christian. It wasn't all this, you know, that weird, like, you know, you see these pop-up Halloween stores that have ghouls out in front of them and stuff.
Ghouls.
It is so weird what we're doing with this holiday. Stop it, people!
Well, I think they're just having fun. They're just trying to have some fun.
Look what we've turned this thing into. Back in the day, in Jesus' day, they didn't dress like a slutty nurse or a cat. Well, I think Magdalene did there for a while, but I think Jesus got her out of that. He put an end to that there. We are just going crazy. Women going crazy dressing up like, you know, loose SpongeBob and stuff like that, wearing like form-fitting SpongeBob and putting razors and Snickers bars and stuff. I don't know what all our Jezebel women are doing. But anyway, it's not what Halloween's about, people. Come on. It is not what Halloween is about.
Okay.
I am clapping to emphasize this.
Are y'all doing anything at the church?
Of course we're doing something at the church, and y'all need to come by the church because this year we are doing once again our annual trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat. Look at me. I am saying trunk or treat. Yes. People would be giving out candy out of the back of their cars now, which is something that we normally warn the kids about.
Right, stay away from.
But this is the one day of the year that we encourage them to accept candy from strangers out of the trunk of their car.
Okay.
So
Just come on out.
This is the one day we do it. And we're also going to have a godly haunted house.
Okay.
A godly haunted house, not the kind that you'll find where they got, you know, chainsaw clowns chasing after you, yeah, and a demon there to, you know, make you his bride and all that kind of stuff. No, we're having a godly haunted house. You get to go in there and you get confronted by the real horrors of the believer world, like electing a liberal to high office. That's one room dedicated to that theme. There's another room that's dedicated to the theme of not having parental filters on a smartphone. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the godly haunted house, we're going to do that. And I'd love for you guys to come by there dressed up as like sports broadcasters or something and maybe teach the kids the true meaning of talk radio. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Spitballing here.
Y'all have a lot better ideas.
Not sure I can make it by.
Y'all can come on out. You know what you should do? You come on out. I'll make it real easy for you. We'll do like a 30-minute fireside chat, and I'll leave it unmoderated, so y'all just have to feel the time.
We have experience with that.
You do?
Yeah.
What is that about?
We could probably handle that.
I don't know. Anyway, a couple of announcements. Our handbell group's heading out to Pecanland Mall in Monroe, Louisiana this Christmas for Carol of the Bells.
Uh-huh.
But we only have one bell boring right now. So we are tired of the past 3 weeks of practice only doing three blind mice, because that's all we can do. So we need some people to sign up. Okay. And don't forget our Cowboys watching parties that we do at the church. We gather in the fellowship hall and watch the Cowboys get dismantled by middling opponents every Cowboy game. Do it. And right. And hey, just remind everybody, come on out, trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
Out,
that's
the
night.
Out at the church. Okay. Y'all come on.
All right, we'll see you. There he goes, the generic youth minister.